Okay, we are here on day 8. I'm so proud of you for being on this journey with me. It's been a lot of fun, and there's a lot more to come. Wait till you see some of the guests I have coming here in the future. But the scripture is great because it really talks about how we can be in life. This is super practical today, and I hope this helps you. If the axe is dull and its edge is unsharpened, it's going to take more work. What does that mean? Well, some of you may or may not know, I went to culinary school. Worked in restaurants in high school. I love to eat. I love to cook. I love to entertain. But while in culinary school, I did a stint. I learned how to cut meat. I worked in a butcher shop. So this is what we would call steel. This is what we call a knife. This is the knife I was using when I was 19, 20 years old. This thing still is golden. But what happens when you're cutting over time is that it needs to be sharpened. And so we would do this all day long, you know, throughout the day to keep the edge sharp, keep the edge sharp, keep the edge sharp. Nobody else can do this for you. People don't come through and then make this one of those things where, I don't want to cut myself, make this where they're going to sharpen. No, you got to sharpen yourself. And maybe you found yourself in a season, because there are going to be seasons. My seasons, there's been seasons where I grew a little bit dull, whether it was about the business side, whether it was about relationships in my life, whether it was about finances, whether it was about my relationship with God. There are dry seasons in life, hard seasons in life where we can get dull, but we don't have to stay dull. And so this is an encouragement to you. Do you know when most people cut themselves? Most people cut themselves because they're using a dull knife. So if you have knives, this is my pet peeves. Go get your knife sharpened. You're less likely to cut yourself if you're using a sharp knife. I heard the story real quick about these two lumberjacks, and they would go out to work all day, and they worked hard. They were just grinding it out. And they would always take a break midday, about an hour, and one guy would just sit there and eat his lunch. The other guy would disappear, and then he'd come back, and they'd finish out the day. And sometimes the guy would come back a little bit later. And at the end of the day, one of the lumberjacks was like, I can't believe this. Like, we go through this every day, and you leave for a while and come back, and you still outpace, you still have more done than I do, and we're the same size, where it seems like we work about the same. I don't understand how you're getting through more. He said, what are you doing when you leave? He said, well, I go home and sharpen my axe. You have to sharpen the axe. Some of you are built for more, and so with that comes a responsibility. The good news is there's a way to do it. So I want you to think about the areas of your life where you're not so sharp right now. Don't be overwhelmed. Pick one of those areas and make a commitment that says, okay, I'm gonna start sharpening this up. And there's knowledge out there. You send me a DM, I will help you. Because it's important to stay sharp for what is ahead of you. And growing dull over time will only hurt me, and it only hurts the purpose that's on my life. I wanna see you thrive, so stay sharp. Keep yourself sharp. Can't wait to see you tomorrow.